This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Shavua Tova Gatvach, everyone. We're continuing in Maseches Ksuba Daf HaShavua. We're reverting back to a comment of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said on Memches Amud Aleph, going on to Memches Amud Beis, that a woman is in her father's rishus until she enters the husband's rishus for nesuin. If the father gives her over to the agents of the husband, she's in the rishus of the husband. If the father gives her over to the rishus of the baal, or the agents of the baal, she belongs to the husband. Or if the agents of the father give her over to the agents of the husband, she belongs to the husband. So Gemara has an interesting question. Ve'ema hecha da hadra lebeinasa, hadra lemilsa kamaisa. Why is it definitive that when she's given over to the husband, or the agents of the husband, she's now in the husband's rishus? Why should that be? Maybe she'll go back. So why do we say automatically, she's given over to the husband or the agents of the husband, that she's no longer in the father's rishus? Maybe she'll return. Arashi says, "Ve'ema hecha da hadra lebeinasa tihadel melsa kamaisa." Maybe where she returns back to her father's house, she reverts back to her previous status. Rashi says it's not such a big question. Ein kasha kol kach. But the Mishnah says she's in her husband's rishus. That implies even if she returns. That implies even if she, you know, she gets homesick and she goes back to her father's house, she is not considered returning to her father's house. Once she leaves her father's house, the Mishnah implies it's fait accompli. It's a done deal. But what would happen if she would return to her father's house? Now, technically, you could answer that question. The Mishnah is not talking about that case. Ein hachanami, if she returns to her father's house, then she goes back to her father's rishus. But the implication is that once you give her over to the husband, she belongs to the husband. Why? What would happen if she goes back to her father's house? The implication of the Mishnah is that she left for good. And the question is, the pasuk from which we learn that if she's given over to the shulchei habal, she's considered to the husband, maybe, right, it says beis aviha. We just learned in a pasuk that masar ha'av l'shulchei habal v'zinsa harei zu b'chenek. Let's say the father gives over to the shulchei habal, so then she's chenek. It's considered like she's given over. But maybe that would not be true if she returns. In other words, maybe if she goes back to her father's house, so then she's considered a nara hamurasa beveis aviha, and she's no longer, maybe she reverts back to beis aviha. So the Gemara says, Tana dvei Rabbi Shmuel, Amarava hahu kvar paska, Tana, that the Tana already paskind regarding. We already have a Tana that decided this matter. Right? Hahu kvar paska Tana dvei Rabbi Shmuel. That was already decided by the Academy of the House of Rabbi Shmuel, the Tana dvei Rabbi Shmuel, the Neder Almana Ugrusha, the vow of a widow or a divorcee, Kalashar Asra al Nafsha, whatever she answered on herself, Yakum Alel, will be established. It says the vow of a widow or a divorcee, whatever she asked on herself, will be established. Nobody could annul it. So the question is, no kidding, nobody could annul it. She has no husband. Like, why do I need to say that if she's widowed or divorced, nobody could annul the vow? Of course nobody could annul the vow. Ma talmud loymar, v'haloy mutsas meklal av, she's already removed from the category of the father. She's already removed from her father's estate, right? Because she got married. And she's removed from her husband's domain because the husband died. So why do I need a pasuk that an almana or a grusha, nobody could annul her vow? Her vow stands. Of course her vow stands. She's not in She's not in anyone's domain. Says the Gemara, Ella, rather, Hare Shamasar Ha'av L'Shulchei Habal. In a situation where the father gave her over to the agents of the husband, where the agents of the father gave her over to the agents of the husband, and she became widowed on the way. In other words, what would happen if you gave her over to the agents of the husband, or the agents of the father give her over to the agents of the husband, and she became widowed on the way, Hechani karuba. Base Avia Shalzu? Do I call her, she's in the house of the father, but the father gave her over? Oy base Bala Shalzu? Do I call her in the house of her husband, but the husband gave her over? Elo Loimer Lach, it's to tell you that Kivan Sheyatza Shachas, once she leaves the father's domain, Kivan Sheyatza Shachas Meshusav, once she leaves the father's domain for one moment, Shuv Eno Yachal Hafer, she can no longer annul. From this pasuk we learn out, because why do I need to say that the neder of an alman or a grusha is nobody could annul? Of course not. She has no father. She has no husband. Meaning she left the father's rishus. She left the husband's rishus. That pasuk is being used for a very unique circumstance where the father gave her over and the husband died while he was bringing her home. And the pasuk is saying that once she leaves the father's domain for a moment, she's gone forever. That's the way it is. Hold on to them while you can. The moment they leave, they're done. So, Shuv Eino Yachal Hafer, you can no longer annul it. So that's the conclusion. The conclusion is that once a woman leaves her father's domain, she is done. Amar Rav Papa said, Afana Nami Tanina, we also learned this way. Haba Al Nara Hamurasa, one who lives with the Nara Murasa, Eino chayiv, you're not chayiv, ad shetehe nara, until she's a nara, besula, she has to be a besula, ma'oirasa, she has to meet these three categories, a nara, a besula, ma'oirasa, v'hi beveis avia, and she's in her father's house, bishlam a nara v'loi boigeres. I understand the din that only a nara, a nara boigeres, or besula v'loi bu'ula, and ma'oirasa v'loi nesua. So these are three dinim that are required for the din of Haba Nara Hamurasa, you're not Chayiv Skila until she meets these categories. But what does it mean that Bevesa Viha and her father's house as opposed to what? Lemute Mai, what does that come to exclude? Lav Lemute Masar Av L'Shulchei Habal? Doesn't it come to exclude if the father gave her over to the Shulchei Habal, she's no longer in the father's domain? And then you're not chayv skil anymore. So if the father gave her over, even if she comes back, it's done. You're not chayv skil anymore. Amar of Nachum Bar Yitzchak, Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak said, Afana Nami Tanina, we learned this as well. Haba al Eish Asish, one who lives with a married woman, Kiven Shenichnas al Eshus Habal, Lenesuin. Once she enters the husband's domain for the nesuin, afal pi shalai nivala, even though she bia did not take place, haba aleha, one who lives with her, hareza bechanek, nichnasa l'rshus habal be'alma. When we say nichnasa l'rshus habal, even in the smallest amount, it doesn't say nichnasa l'chuppah, even if she's not nichnasa l'chuppah, even if she's merely nichnas to his rishus, shma mina, that you are under such a circumstance, once she's nichnasa a little bit, shema mina, that the halacha would be you don't get skila, but rather you get chenek. Okay, let's proceed. New Mishnah, new subject. Ha'ave nuchay b'mzonis bitay. A father is not obligated to support his daughter in his lifetime. Question is, what about a son? But the Mishnah says daughter. Zem medrash darash Reb Elazar ben Azariah lefnei chachamim. Reb Elazar ben Azariah made the following drasha before the chachamim, Bekerem B'Yavne, in the Kerem B'Yavne, that was the name of the yeshiva. This was on the day that Reb Elazar ben Azariah was appointed the Nasi. Habonim Yershu v'Habonois Yizainu. The sons will inherit and the daughters will be supported. Rashi says, by the way, the reason why it's called Karen B'Yavne is because they sat there in rows like a vineyard. Rashi says, Habonim Yershu v'Habonois Yizainu. That Bezdin made two takanos in the Tznaim of a Ksuba. That, what are they? That the sons will inherit and the daughters, meaning the sons will inherit the Ksubas, what is called Benin Dichrin. There's a Mishnah that says that in the Ksuba it says, Benin Dichrin di Yahavan Lichi Minoi, any male progeny that you have from me, Inun Yarsun Kesef Ksubasach, they will inherit the Kesef of your Ksuba, Yeser Al Chul Kehain, more than the other children, the Imachoyhain, meaning the sons inherit the Ksuba of Benin Dichrin. Means like this. Let's say a woman dies. Say a woman dies, and then the husband doesn't have to give the ksuba, and then the husband dies, the children inherit, the male progeny from the woman inherit the ksuba over any other boys that he has. And the daughters that we have together, when I die, will sit and be supported from my assets until they become a begaras, or until they get married. So it says, Habonim Yershu, v'habonos Yizainu. Now let's think about that. Because the sons will not inherit until the father dies. Ma habonim einan yarshin el achar misas ha'av. So if the wife dies, and then the husband dies, it's then that the banim inherit. So just like the sons will not inherit the ksuba only after the father dies, el al achar misas ha'av, af habonai, so to the daughters, ein nizainos, are not supported, el al achar misas ha'avin, until after the father dies. So I believe the case is that the case is not where the just the father dies, because if the father dies and she gets the ksuba, the boys are not going to inherit her ksuba. It's talking about where she dies and then the husband dies, and then the boys inherit what he set aside for his wife's ksuba more than any other male progeny that he has. The male progeny that they had together, that he had from her, will inherit his assets of the ksuba. And from there we learn that the daughters they had together are only supported from his estate once they die, once he dies, but not before. Like the Mishnah started off, a father is not chayiv in the mezoinos of his daughter. Only after he dies. Says the Gemara, let's make a diuk. B'mezoinos bita hu de'enai chayiv. He's not obligated to feed his daughter. But he is obligated to support his son. This Mishnah is mashma that he's not chayiv to support his daughter, but he is chayiv to support his son. Says the Gemara, wait a second. Bitoy nami chayivahu. Deleka. His daughter, he's not obligated. Hamitzvah ika, but it's a good deed. Because the Mishnah says, a father is not chayiv in the mezoinos of his daughter. That implies he's not obligated, but it is a good deed. So a son, you're chayiv. We can make two things from the Mishnah. You are chayiv to support your son, and it is a mitzvah to support your daughter. So says the Gemara, mani mas nisan, so who's the Mishnah like? Loi Rabbi Meir, it's not like Rabbi Meir. Loi Rabbi Yehuda, it's not like Rabbi Yehuda. The Loi Rabbi Yochanan, it's not like Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika. The Tani we learned in a Braisa. Mitzvah lazon es habanos. It's a mitzvah to support your daughters. Kavachar melabanim. All the more so, it's a mitzvah to support your sons. The Aski b'Torah. because they are engaged in learning Torah, Divrei Rav Meir. This is the opinion, these are the words of Rabbi Meir. So Rav Meir holds it's a mitzvah to support your daughters, Kal v'chomer it's a mitzvah to support your sons. So it can't be Rav Meir, because according to Rav Meir, there's no chiv to support your sons, it's only a mitzvah. And the Mishnah says there's no chiv to support your daughters, that implies that there is a chiv to support your sons. Rav Yehuda omer mitzvah lazen asabonim, Rav Yehuda says it's a mitzvah to support your sons, Kal v'chomer labanois. Certainly there's a mitzvah to support your daughters. Why? Mishum zilusa. Because of shame. If you don't support them, it's going to be embarrassing. So the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda either. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no mitzvah, there's no chiv to support your sons. Rabbi Yochim ben Broiko emar choyva lozenes habanos la'achar misas avien. Rabbi Yochim ben Broiko says there's an obligation to support your daughter after one dies. Aval b'chaye avihen, but in the life of the father, elu ve'elu eno nizanen, there's no mitzvah to support either of them. So it's for sure not like Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika, because he holds b'chaye avihen, it's not a mitzvah to support either. And the Mishnah is saying it's a chiv to support your sons and a mitzvah to support your daughters. So it's gemara mani masnisen, I Rav Meir, if it's Rav Meir, ha'amar bana mitzvah. Rav Meir says the sons is a mitzvah, but the Mishnah says it's a chiyuv. I Rabbi Yehuda, if it's Rabbi Yehuda, ha'amar banim nami mitzvah. It's also a mitzvah to support your sons, but the Mishnah says it's a chiyuv. I Rabbi Yochanan Broka, afilu mitzvah nami laka. If it's Rabbi Yochanan Broka, the Mishnah says not even a mitzvah. He says it's not even a mitzvah. Says Gemara, Ibois Eimah Rav Meir, Ibois Eimah Rabbi Yehuda. If you want, you could say it's Rav Meir. If you want, you could say it's Rabbi Yehuda. How? Yiboyseimah Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika. If you want, you could even say it's Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika. So let's do one tonight. Yiboyseimah Rav Meir v'hachi kamar. This is how you'd read the Mishnah. Again, Rav Meir holds, it's a mitzvah to support your daughters, certainly your sons. But the question is, the Mishnah implies a father is not obligated to support his daughter. That implies you are obligated to support your sons. No, read the Mishnah like this. The Mishnah says, "Vachikamer ha'av eino chayv b'mezonos v'ita." Father is not chayv in the mezonos of his daughter. The truth is, v'hu adin l'bnoi. You're not chayv in your son either. Ha'mitzvah b'bitai. Right? The Mishnah says you're not chayv in the mezonos of your daughter, but it is a mitzvah. Ha'mitzvah b'bitai ika. Kavachomer l'banim. Certainly there's a mitzvah to support your sons. So why does it say there's no chiyuv to support your daughter? It should say there's no chiyuv to support your son or your daughter. It specifically said there's no chiyuv to support your daughter to be medayek, that there is a mitzvah to support your daughter, because that's a bigger chiddush. You would think there's only a mitzvah to support your son. So it says it wanted to be medayek, there's a mitzvah to support your daughter, because you would think there is no mitzvah to support your daughter. Even your daughter, there's no obligation. There is a mitzvah. Be'ezus Hashem, tomorrow night, we'll do Mem Tesamud Beis, okay? Wow, thank you so much for joining. Shkoyach.
Thank you, Rav. It's always one-on-one. It's always great.
My honor. Thank you, Mike. Nachas from everyone. Have a good week. Mazel bracha.
Everything ready for Panama?
Yeah, we're getting there. Thank you very much.
All right. All the best, Rob. Thank
Kol
you.
Kol tov, Mike. Kol tov. Good bach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.